Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill Ryder, author of Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You hear him on CBS Radio as well. And wait a minute. I'm getting Bill and Ben confused. I am straight tripping out right now. We have Ben Ryder. My God, Ben, do you know Bill Ryder? Because Bill Ryder's my boy. I don't know you yet. My God, I'm so sorry.
You're not the first. You know, I've been on his show a couple times in the last couple of months. We think he might be my long lost cousin.
My bad, Ben. My bad. But tell us about the book, bro.
Yeah, well, the book is Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All. Came out in July. It's about the new strategies the Astros pursued to lift themselves from the laughingstock, not just of baseball, but of all of sports, to what looks like right now might be an impending dynasty. The team that we're seeing right now is a lot better than last year's champion, almost across the board. Obviously, they're tied 1-1 with the Red Sox right now. But in the book, I take you deep inside their front office to give you a view of how the most modern of front offices, not just in baseball, but in all of sports, operates by blending not just analytics and stats, by folding back in the human factor and scouting to get the best out of both man and machine. So a lot of what you'll read about in the book is what we're seeing play out right now in the ALCS.
Ben, they obviously made a movie called Moneyball about the Oakland A's and what they did with all the analytics that they used in baseball to become a small market, small money team, and obviously go deep into the playoffs. What are the parallels with the Astros' way of thinking and what happened with the Oakland A's back in Moneyball?
Well, it kind of represents the next evolution from Moneyball. Moneyball was about how Billy Beane and the A's identifies and kind of took advantage of stats, of numbers that traditionalists weren't seeing to exploit inefficiencies and build an unlikely contender. This is the next generation of that. Obviously, the Astros have the most advanced analytics department in all of sports, and they exploit that in a number of ways. But their real stroke of genius was realizing that if you only always go with the numbers, if you kind of toss out human observation, what your scouts are saying, the human factor generally, you're missing out on all sorts of factors that could contribute to a winner. So they systematically figured out a way to reincorporate those human gut instincts almost into their decision-making. And that ended up, you know, landing them all sorts of players. Carlos Correa, you know, Alex Bregman in particular, who this season, for my money, has emerged as their best player in an unlikely way.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. Ben Ryder on the WadeFor.com hotline. Check out his book, Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All. He's also a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. And we get a two-pack of games today. We get Boston and these Astros, 5-9 on TBS, and then 9-09. It'll be the Brew Crew trying to go up 3-1 on the Dodgers. That'll be on FS1. Rick and John here in the Kia Studios. And I want to so you're doing a great job of explaining this, and it's fascinating. And you said something. They have the best analytics department in all of sports. That's impressive to me because obviously the NBA, which I'm heavily involved in, is big on analytics. Not sure if the NFL is as big on analytics. Maybe you could address that. But I'm curious about the Astros payroll because we can talk about analytics and we can talk about all of this analysis, but they got a hell of a team, man, and they have talent everywhere. And I'm just kind of wondering where they are in terms of payroll relative to the analytics.
Right. Well, that was a big part of their plan, right? I mean, the A's kind of were forced to use analytics because they knew they could never have a payroll that would match up, you know, with the Yankees or the Dodgers or any of those teams at the top. The Astros always had kind of a secret weapon, which is that, you know, when they were rebuilding this team, they ran payrolls in, you know, around $20 million. I think Jose Altuve in a couple years by himself is going to make more than the entire team made back in 2013. But their kind of secret weapon was the fact that Houston is a massive market. You know, it's the fourth biggest market in the country. In a couple of years, we'll probably pass Chicago. to become the third. So they always had the capacity to increase the payroll pretty dramatically when they were in a position to win. Now you look at them, you know, they're number nine in the league this year. They've got some room to grow. They'll certainly need to start paying players more and more. They already have paid Altuve, but that's what they always had in their back pocket. When they were winners, they had the financial wherewithal to sustain that winning. And I think that's what we're going to see in the next couple of years.
Ben, I want to turn it to here in Atlanta because we're in a really interesting spot with the Braves, a young team that some would say arrived a year early with a lot of the youth that they've had and the way that they've developed the minor league system and kind of rebuilt this thing. Why don't or why wouldn't Atlanta use some of the same tactics when it comes to building the team? Or are they using some of the same tactics as the Houston Astros?
I think they certainly are, and kind of like the Astros did in 2015 when they almost jumped their own timeline and made the playoffs earlier than perhaps they themselves even expected. That seems to be what happened to the Braves this year. Of course, the Astros washed out of those playoffs against the Royals. It seemed as if they were missing that kind of veteran leadership, veteran presence, experience that could really prove an X factor in the postseason. I think that's probably what the Braves experience was this October, and I think we'll see them follow a similar path to the Astros. They too clearly play in a big market that can sustain ever higher payrolls. Of course, they didn't really sign any free agents at all last winter. Certainly, this is a winter in which you can expect the Braves to get into that market, maybe add some of those veterans that the Astros did. You know, in the book, I write a lot about the incredible impact that Carlos Beltran had on that team last year as far as teaching all these young guys the right way to do things, how to read pitchers, you know, how to put together at-bats. Perhaps those are the sort of influences that Alex Anthopoulos will look for this offseason. They're a very similar team, maybe just, you know, 3 years behind as far as their revolution.
Boy, is that music to our ears here. Ben Ryder, author of Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All. He is on the WadeFord.com hotline with your boys, Rick and John. I mean, we'd take that. We'd take Braves and Strohs in a couple World Series here. You mentioned earlier in our conversation about a you know, burgeoning dynasty or brewing dynasty as Houston has won and .. So how many do you think they win here? The Warriors are in the midst of three championships in a four-year window, a true blue dynasty. So kind of walk this forward here with Houston. Do you think they win it all this year? They got to get by the Bo Sox first.
Yeah, I mean, I predicted, you know, last November, I should say, that they would repeat this year. I haven't seen anything yet to dissuade me of that notion. Of course, establishing a dynasty in baseball is a lot harder from doing it in the NBA. There hasn't been a team that's won back-to-back World Series even since the Yankees. And, you know, that's nearly two decades ago now. Certainly the playoff structure has something to do with that. It's so hard to navigate these short series consistently. All you're really looking for is opportunities to roll the dice in October. You want to get in the tournament and see what happens. That's certainly what Jeff Luhnow, the GM, has set up his team to do. They didn't go through all those miserable years, such as you guys experienced down in Atlanta for a one-time shot at a championship last year. They wanted to build a sustainable winner. The idea of succession was a big part of their thinking. You know, structuring the team with a mix of ages, with a mix of contractual statuses, so that you don't lose a big part of your nucleus any one offseason. And if you look at the way this team's built, it was done so in a very assiduous way, such that, you know, they should have those shots in the postseason tournament for the next, I don't know, 5 years, however many years. Winning the whole thing is another matter.
Let me ask you this, Ben. When it comes to Astro Ball, they made the trade last year, obviously, for Justin Verlander and helped them win a World Series. I think he's one of the big reasons they got past the Yankees in the ALCS. Where does Astro Ball leave for a guy like Bryce Harper, who's going to be a free agent? We've kind of thrown his name around here because Freddie Freeman said he's kind of trying to recruit a guy like him. Does that fit into the equation of Astro Ball?
It does, although I think that a big part of what the Astros do is an incredible focus on valuation, on discipline, on not overpaying, you know, not sacrificing a huge part of your finances, really, for one guy necessarily in the long term, unless you think it's the right guy. I think the Astros' approach has kind of started to bleed into front offices all over the league. We saw a quiet free agent market last year. Somebody like Bryce Harper is clearly kind of a very special player. He and Manny Machado don't come around often. They're going to get huge contracts this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're not quite as huge as we might have expected 3 or 4 years ago. Teams are just so controlled as far as the money that they give out. They understand that you can no longer buy a championship. You have to build from within, as the Astros did, and then complement that nucleus with the right pieces. So I would think that the Astros, if anything, have led to a suppression of the giant deals we once saw in the free agent market. And I would think somebody like Bryce Harper might get a little less, certainly he'll still get well into the nine figures, but a little less than what might once have expected.
Heady stuff with Ben Ryder, author of Astro Ball. Check out his book, The New Way to Win It All, and check him out on Sports Illustrated as well. Ben, I've got one more for you here. Yesterday, I got a bit of intel. I don't know if you heard in the NBA recently that the Suns parted ways with Ryan McDonough, their general manager, coming off some good moves, drafting DeAndre Ayton and all this kind of stuff, and bam, he's gone. I got some intel that he was too much, from a qualified source, that he was a scout and an analytics guy, and that was it. And didn't go farther with his job as GM. And so they just made the decision that we're not getting enough out of the position and bye. And you're talking about Astro Ball and analytics. And so I just want your take on that. What do you think? Is that a sign? Can you draw any conclusion from that a team is like, yo, you're too much into analytics? We need a little eye test from you as well.
I think that teams are realizing that there's more than the numbers. Certainly you have to have an incredibly advanced analytics department that's almost table stakes now, right, to compete as any professional sports team. It's the cost of doing business. If you don't have a very advanced analytics department, you've got no chance of competing. But the real way to differentiate yourself is probably these days through embracing human factors, through embracing kind of soft information. I kind of think that's what we've seen the Red Sox do under Dave Dombrowski in particular. Yes, they have an analytics department, but they look deeper than that. They look deeper than the numbers. Clearly, they saw something in J.D. Martinez that nobody else did for some reason. I still don't understand why he only got 5 years, $110 million. Clearly, he's shown this season that was a mistake. But the Red Sox were equipped to identify those factors in J.D. Martinez. And certainly, teams are looking for general managers that can, you know, exploit not only analytics, but everything else as well. It's as hard a job as it's ever been.
Ben, fascinating stuff. We'll have to check out the book, Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All. Thanks for coming on here in Atlanta.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.